I had the opportunity to finally go up to a prison to visit. I was wondering how I was going to feel going behind those walls again. But when I went in, I noticed I was confused, and then there's so many people doing time. What I mean by that, families, because there's this old lady coming to me and says, you get your ID over here, you get this over here, get the picture tickets over here, and you get your the tokens, you get the best tokens here, get the locker here so when you want. So it was like, she was used to this. She was institutionalized. She had everything on lock. She was schooling me on this. And if you're going to leave, you got to leave before this time, because at this time you cannot leave. You give up your freedom. You're in jail during count time. You know, and I'm like, wow. I go through all this, and it costs money to go up there. It costs money to get the food. It costs money for the picture tickets and everything. So when I left out of there, the first thing I did was I called my family up and I said, I want to have a family meeting with my mom and my brother, a couple folks. And I apologized for the first time. I was selfish, man. For the first time, I apologized. I've been home this long. And I said, I'm sorry for what I put you through. I'm sorry because if I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't have allowed you to come see me. I wouldn't have allowed you to, because when I got transferred to Robbie, that's another 3-4 hours. So it's kind of like, you did all these trips, and then the nerve of me to call up and complain, why you ain't come see me this month? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, I just, all that started coming back. Why you ain't write me? Yeah. Knowing that life is hard, stressing and paying bills. Why you didn't, you know, and it's my fault I'm in prison, not yours.